Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim, this is the Positive Truth. We're a big believer in community, each other, and that the world's a great place. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, sir. How are you doing?
Doing a lot better today, Tim. It wasn't ice cold like it was the past couple of days in OKC.
True story.
If you're new to the Positive Truth, or not if you're new to the Positive Truth, if you want to support the Positive Truth, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, that helps us out so much. 5-star review only. Leave a comment, just helps us get more and more listens and views. Follow us on all our social media pages, including our Facebook, where we post positive news stories Tuesday through Fridays, and our videos on Monday, our Twitter, our Instagram, our YouTube, all that cool stuff. There'll be I think that's everything, right, Tim?
Yeah, man, I think so. Okay. I don't know what else you were going to say. I was like, man, but before what?
Well, then let's get to these positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Man, I have three amazing stories, but I'm going to start off with this squirrel one because you didn't think this came up to par. But these two Minnesota police officers, they were on a routine patrol, and they were driving by, and they saw this young man, like, bent over a squirrel, basically, and they didn't know what was going on. So officers Jeremy Halick and Tony Weeks, they stopped their car in the middle of the road, and they said, "Is that man trying to give CPR to a squirrel?" And then the other officer, Weeks, he said, "Man, yeah, he is. He is. Look at him." So they get out. They walk up to the guy, and the squirrel gets up, takes off running. Officer Weeks said, "It was just one of those things you've never seen before. That was just a wow moment." He said, "Sometimes when nobody is looking, people are doing the right things. It kind of shows who they really are." He said he's going to always remember that moment because this man was just walking by, from what he said, saw the squirrel was hurt, having struggles breathing, so he decided to help. And he said even though it wasn't a person, it was only a squirrel, he just wanted to do a good deed for it because he didn't want to see it in pain. I thought it was awesome and super positive and something super simple a lot of people could do. I know me personally, I'm not giving CPR to a squirrel, but shout out to that man that did, man. It was awesome. My okay. Bad, man. I couldn't do it.
Do you have a video for this?
You know I do, JP. I'm sharing this to the Facebook page right now as we speak. So if you want to check it out, go to facebook.com/thepositivetruthpodcast.
I'm just astounded you have a video. I have nothing to add to that, Tim. Good job.
Man, you know I come with the videos, man.
I know, that's why I asked.
I'm not going to lie. I found some of these videos today because I was watching all these dad videos, like guys, like dads doing cute things with their daughters and sons, and then at the exact same time, them doing things where they fail. Man, YouTube's addicting. But anyways, let's continue.
How did you go from that to CPR on a squirrel, Tim?
I was looking for positive videos, and it was like positive dad videos, then it ended up being fails, and then like it was some random like animal video and then a squirrel. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I was on YouTube for a while today. I didn't have to go to work, so yeah. Anyways, what's going on with the world, JP? What kind of positive news do you have?
That's great, Tim. I'm not even gonna comment on your browser history. I will comment though on New York City. It went the past entire weekend for the first time with no shootings for the first time in 25 years. So shout out to New York City.
Man, that's what's up. That's really positive news. I see you, JP.
Thanks, Tim. What do you got?
Man, I have this cool story from New Brunswick. A family basically got scammed. They went to apply for a car loan, and they said they would get approved for a $7,000 loan if they had $600 to put down. So they sent in the $600 online, and then the website was taken down. There was no contact information. They basically just lost out on the money. So the husband decided, his name was Nathan, he decided to get on the news and tell his story, and that's exactly what he did. And when he told his story, a listener who was just happened was trying to sell his 2007 Volkswagen Jetta heard the story, asked his wife, hey, could we afford to just give this vehicle away? They talked about it. They decided, yeah, they could afford it. And he contacted Nathan, gave his car to him for absolute free. And yeah, that's why I'm talking about it, because it was super awesome.
Gave away the car
for free, man. Saw that they got, you know, scammed and wanted to help him out, and boom, gave it to him for free.
See, that's awesome. And I just remembered this. You know, the best positive news stories we have are when we forget them and then we remember them on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
So I have a friend, more of an acquaintance, to be honest. She's an artist, trying to go back to school, struggling. And her car broke down. She hasn't had a car. And her friend gave her a car for free on Monday.
Oh, man, that's dope.
And she was just like, hey, I appreciate your hard work. I got this extra car. I don't need it. I'm going to give it to you instead of selling it. And her friend gave her a car. And I was just like, that's a great friend right there. That's a really positive news story. And she didn't tell anyone. She just told me. And I was just like, yeah, that's awesome. And I didn't even think about talking about it on here. But that reminded me. So, awesome, man.
Look at positive things happening in JP's life. He's forgetting to tell us.
That's because usually it's you.
Man, but that's dope. That is super dope, especially that you knew the people personally.
So, yes, sir. And speaking of being dope, we're halfway through the podcast. So we like to pause and do audio meditation, where we think about one thing we're grateful for. We encourage you to play along too and think about one thing you're grateful for. We guarantee it'll make your day so much more positive. Tim, I haven't been gifted a car, but what are you grateful for?
Man, I am grateful for friends. I'm still one of yours, JP. You know, whenever you're going through things and whenever you have positive things, you usually like go to those that you trust to confide into, or, you know, just talk to, celebrate with. And things have been going good in my life. Things have been going down. You know, it's a roller coaster. We all go through things. And I realize I have a lot of good friends in my life that help me through these situations. And I'm definitely definitely very thankful for them.
Tim, everyone knows you in Oklahoma City. You better have a few friends. Literally everyone.
Hey, just because you know a lot of people don't mean you trust a lot of people. Tú sabes.
True. But I had to make that joke.
Touche. What are you thankful for, sir?
So this is going to come out on Wednesday. We're recording it on Tuesday. I'm grateful for the NBA because it's back.
Yeah.
I know that's a silly thing to be grateful for, but there's nothing quite like basketball. I can rewatch the games late at night, listen to podcasts. It lowers my book reading, but
it's thunder up. It's all good.
Yeah, Westbrook doesn't play tonight, but anyway.
It's okay. Thunder up.
I just think it's awesome basketball's back. So yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. I'm also grateful for the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Do you know who, I've never seen it, but one of the actors, his name's Chow Yun-Fat.
Kung Fu movie. Watched it a couple times in my day.
Did you like it, Tim?
Dude, I loved it.
Do you know how much money he's worth?
I have no clue.
$714 million, right?
So what? doing Kung Fu movies?
He's really big in China. I don't really watch movies, so I don't know who this dude is. Although I will say, I read an interview about him, and you know he only spends $800, 800 HKD, or basically $102 USD per month, because he says, I already have everything, so why do I need to buy stuff? Which is both cocky and awesome at the same time. But the reason we're talking about him, or I'm talking about him, is because he plans on donating all of his $714 million to charity after he dies. All of it.
Well, damn.
So yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes me want to go watch this movie again.
I think it's an awesome act of kindness, and I mean,
deserves to be talked about. Absolutely.
Exactly. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last one for today is I actually have a Zimbabwean 24-year-old who's a server who gets paid on tips. He decided to start a soccer academy to help these kids that are being pushed in the wrong direction to get off the streets and help fulfill their dreams of being professional soccer players. His name is Kevin Muaudzi, and his mother didn't support him when he decided he wanted to be a professional soccer player. She kept pushing him towards an academic career, and that's not what he wanted to do. So now he's fulfilling his dream by helping out these younger kids to do the exact same thing. He funds the academy with all the tips that he makes, man, and it's super awesome, super inspiring, and it reminded me of us because we're servers and we decided to do this whole positive truth thing, and it started off from nothing and it's gone a long way. It's helped out a lot of people, even, you know, ourselves in certain situations.
Yeah, you should have started with this story. It reminded me of the football factory.
Exactly. Man, I'm glad you brought that up. I thought it was awesome because we have something like this locally here in Oklahoma City, Football Factory. We interviewed them. If you guys want to check that out, it's amazing. They're still doing amazing and big things, man. It was super cold the other day, but they still had their sunrise soccer over fall break because Oklahoma City Public Schools is on fall break for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, they're getting it. I mean, they're using soccer to bring the community together. And
man,
I can't pronounce the Zimbabwean's name, but he's doing the same thing. Just people giving back in the community is awesome.
Absolutely.
My last positive news story is science is cool with the positive truth and JP.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandmother had Alzheimer's, so any positive news about that, I'm definitely going to talk about. And there is a man who used a small molecule to activate two enzymes. The enzymes have really long names you probably don't care about. The researchers from India and France, and they've been able to recover long-term memory in mice with Alzheimer's disease using these two enzymes. And they're hoping they can take those enzymes and help them out, you know, expand upon it and restore the memories of people with Alzheimer's in humans. I think it's awesome. It's a step in the right direction. It just goes to show, like, we often donate to, like, breast cancer, Alzheimer's Association, all sorts of things, and we never really hear about all the small steps they make in progress until, like, it's actually all the way solved. And here's just a small step. Just keep donating. All our researchers are awesome. If you're doing anything, if you're in any sort of medical field and you're helping out, we appreciate you. And I appreciate this. It's an awesome positive news story.
Absolutely, JP. I have nothing to add.
Do you have a quote, though, Tim, since we're out of positive news stories?
Yes, sir, I do. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop.
That sounds like my academic career. I mean, that's not true, since I already got a couple of degrees, but still.
Man, that was a good joke, though.
We'll be back on Friday with more positive news stories. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.